It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is the last day of June. Tomorrow is the first, by God's grace. Let's keep people in prayer, those who have to travel. And that does remind me that we will not be able to have our broadcast on Sunday morning and on Monday morning. So Sunday morning, Monday morning, we're going to take a break. We just won't be able to be on the broadcast. So that being said, just want to remind you of that. But until then, we're together here this morning on the preparation day, tomorrow on the Sabbath in the morning, and for the 12 o'clock worship time. May God bless you and keep you. It's time for our opening prayer, and my wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time to come together and to have worship. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now as we open up your word, we pray for fresh manna from heaven to be fed into our souls this morning as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. Help us always to grow in grace and in wisdom. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, praise God. It's time for our opening song. All songs except the torso song are from the Master's Chorale. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time. It's about time. It's about time for the coming.
Amen. Our worship thought is entitled, The Blessing That Came From a Lie. The Blessing That Came From a Lie. There are some powerful principles that we will learn here. You see, if we live our lives by principles, brothers and sisters, in the love of God, we will be blessed and we will have success in this life. It is the principles of God's word, and it's very important that we understand these principles, brothers and sisters. Very important. Let's pray. Father, be with us this morning as we study Genesis 27. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The blessing that came from a lie. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapon, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. Now, we already know that Esau Isaac favored Esau, Rebekah favored Jacob. Nothing wrong with having a closeness, maybe more so, with a parent or a sibling, but we are not to do wrong to the others and neglect the others, okay? So that's very important. Let's see what happened next. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake unto Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. So I want to say this. Let me tell you where Isaac messed up. God had already told Isaac that Jacob was to be the one who would be blessed, and Esau would serve Jacob. So he's really not, he's really ignoring the counsel of God when he's saying, I'm going to give this blessing to Esau. Okay? So you can't go against God and go against his express will and be blessed. So he would not listen to the Lord. He favored Esau, and therefore he got deceived. That was his punishment. Okay? Rebekah, again, it's nothing wrong with having one that is, you know, you might say favored, but not as long as you're not in any way neglecting the others. In other words, if one wants to spend more time with you than the others, that's fine. They're just kind of drawn to you more, and the others that want to play outside or whatever. Or if you're outside working and one of your children just kind of likes to hang with you, you could be a man. It could be your daughter that wants to get all with you up under the car or whatever the case might be. You can have. There's nothing wrong with that, brothers and sisters. Just don't mistreat the others. Just don't neglect the others. Love them all the same, okay? But here's what Rebekah did. Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Go now, she says. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, she is the instigator of a plot. And I will tell you that even though this plot, she argued within herself, well, God said that Jacob would receive the blessing and the inheritance, so I need to make sure this happens. And that's what's wrong with the church today. We understand that God said the church should move in this direction or that direction, but we decide to do it in our own strength. We realize the Bible said God will make us the head and not the tail. So what we do is we say, okay, well, that means we have to have the best hospitals, and so we want to have the best chemotherapy, and that goes against God's principles to treat disease primarily with drug medication instead of with lifestyle. You see, so we compromise in order to fulfill the will of God, so to speak. And we end up messing things up, brothers and sisters. The things that we do end up making it not a blessing. In other words, God is still going to have a people, but it's not the organization, because it just would not do the will of God, brothers and sisters. It's that simple. God's not going to bless those who persistently don't do his will. And that's why my heart is saddened by people who try to call people names like offshoots or whatever they use and say, just because we want to do God's will and do it biblically and just follow truth without getting into a fight every Sabbath. You are not supposed to have to go to church and have your symbolic guns up expecting the pastor say something crazy, expecting the music to be devil's music. You shouldn't have to go to church with that expectation, brothers and sisters. And the reality is there's very few places that you can go without that expectation. There are some. I'm not trying to say there are none. But my point being made is if we don't get rid of practices, I'm not talking about getting rid of people, you know, like taking people out, okay? But getting rid of the practices that, then we're complicit with it. In other words, if we don't say every church that does this is not of God, because they're bringing in the music that's wrong, or every church that's bringing in the music that's wrong, we're going to have to shut down, then we're actually supporting all the stuff that maybe we don't even do ourselves, but we're still telling people, this is God's church. We might be go in there and fight. And that's not what God says. God does not tell you to go to church every Sabbath and have to fight with these people. And it says we should not listen to the perversion of truth without a protest. So you mean everybody's got to go in and protest? Well, people have tried that, and they got persecuted and kicked out and so on and so forth. So the bottom line is that is not. The Protestant movement protested against Roman Catholicism. But the bottom line is God rejected Roman Catholicism, and he accepted the Protestant Reformation. The Roman Catholics had taken over God's church, the Christian church. Well, God transferred his church to the Protestant Reformation. That's what you see. You also see God's church being the Jewish church, and those who stood faithful, minority, they were rejected by the Jewish church. God left the Jewish church, and he chose those, the followers of Christ, and they became the Christian church. That's what you see. You also see the Protestants rejecting truth in the 18th, 19th century, and God rejected them and set up Adventism. That's what you see. So when you see Adventism in an organization rejecting truth and persecuting those who want to follow it, why do you think God's going to do it any differently? He's not, my friend. I'm going to read one quote, then we'll get back onto the point of the blessing that came with a lie. I want to just read this statement just to help you understand, my friends. This is what it says. God has a church. It is not the great cathedral. Neither is it the Catholic Church. Neither is it the national establishment that would be like the Church of England. Neither is it the various denominations. That's Adventist, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, so on and so forth. It is the people who love God and keep his commandments, where two or three are gathered in my name. They're called offshoots, you see. But God says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. Where Christ is, even among the humble few, this is Christ's church. For the presence of the high and holy one who alone inhabiteth eternity can alone constitute a church. That's Upward Look 3:15. Let me read one more from Upward Look. It says, the Lord Jesus will always have a chosen people to serve him. When the Jewish people rejected Christ, the Prince of Life, he took from them the kingdom of God and gave it unto the Gentiles. God will continue to work on this principle with every branch of his work. So when they rejected Christ, God gave the kingdom to someone else. It says God will continue to work on this principle with every branch of his work. When a church proves unfaithful to the word of the Lord, whatever their position may be, however high and sacred their calling, but we're the remnant, we're the people of God, it says whatever their position may be, however high and holy, sacred their calling, the Lord can no longer work with them. Brothers and sisters, the Lord can't work with the organization. He can't. That doesn't mean that the Spirit of God is not working with people in the organization, but the Lord can't work with the organization as a whole. It says others are then chosen to bear important responsibilities, but if these in turn do not purify their lives from every wrong action, if they do not establish pure and holy principles in all their borders, then the Lord will grievously afflict and humble them, and unless they repent, will remove from them their place and make them a reproach. That's Upward Look, page 131. So Upward Look 131, Upward Look 315, I would highly recommend that you remember those. They're from the same devotional book. This comes from Ellen White. These are just, you know, statements that she made, and I believe it will be a blessing to you and guide you along the way. The lie, the blessing that came from a lie, getting back to that at this time, brothers and sisters, I'm showing you Isaac didn't obey God, who already told him that Jacob was to be the one to get the birthright, but he was trying to do his own thing, and so he got deceived. Rebecca is about to be in a situation where she will never see her son again. You see, brothers and sisters, we can sometimes do things thinking that we're pushing forward the cause of God, but we're using principles that God cannot endorse. God does not operate on a concept of that the end justifies the means. As long as the end, there's a saying that all is well that ends well. No, all is not well that ends well. It's going to end well for God's people, but all is not well that ends well. You cannot use satanic principles. You can't use Satan's music, brothers and sisters, to bring God into people's hearts. You can't use Satan's educational plan to teach the true principles of God. You can't use satanic styles of preaching to get the word of God into people's hearts, my brothers and sisters. But that's what people are doing. That's what major organizations are doing. You can't use NLP. That's neuro-linguistic programming. Preachers are trained in that kind of stuff. And there's another one. I forgot what it's called. But it's basically subtle methods of deception and crowd control to get people's emotions all roused up so you can then kind of brainwash them to do what you want them to do. Okay? I forgot the name of the other one. It's more a more modern term, but we used to have what we call NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and ministers, even in the Sabbath-keeping churches, were trained in neuro-linguistic programming. It was a subtle form of hypnosis, so they knew how to get the people going and rouse the people and get the people to vote their way, so on and so forth. Okay, we're reading on. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to all that I command thee. Now, this was a very difficult temptation, and Jacob did not, he did not win this one. The Bible tells us, I'm going to get the scripture for you. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Jacob should have said, get thee behind me, Satan, and then looked at his mother and said, I cannot do that. That is a lie. And God would have still blessed him some kind of way. Jacob might have just started saying, I bless thee, O Jacob, you know, and because he's under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit when he's speaking, okay? So what I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, is that, let me see something here. Okay, there you go. God is merciful, and but I'm just showing you where everybody messed up in this mess, in this situation, and Jacob never saw his mother again, the one he loved. Okay, he got the blessing, but he didn't ever see his mother again once he had to leave. Watch this. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to thou that I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goat, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, and that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. And that's where it came, because she couldn't see her son again. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. But it wasn't just on her. The curse was also on Jacob, because he never saw his mother again. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house. Now you have to understand, put yourself in Esau's place. His own mother went into his closet, got his clothes, okay, put them on Jacob. That's not all she did. And she gave savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And by the way, and she put skins of the kids of goats upon his hands, verse 16, and upon the smooth of his neck, and she gave savory meat and the bread which she had prepared. So just think, put yourself in Esau's place. He knows that his mother killed one of the animals, took the skins, put it on Jacob's hands, and put it around his neck, because that's probably, you know, he was clothed everywhere else. And also Esau knew that she went and made the savory meat. And Esau knew that she actually told Jacob to say that he was Esau and lie. Can you imagine the pain that Esau had and the anger that he would have had not being converted, period. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according to as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, and that my soul may be blessed. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. You see, he put God in that thing. And you got to watch out for preachers, brothers and sisters, because they'll say something real quick about God. And ladies, be careful, because men will tell you that God sent them to be your husband, and God is telling you to be their wife. If you know, you need to follow how Moses dealt with his father-in-law and how his father-in-law dealt with Moses. He gave Moses good counsel in Exodus 18 and 19. He gave him good counsel, and he was trying to keep Moses from having a stroke, from overworking. He told him, you know, set up, groups of captains over 10 and captains over 100, captains over 1,000, and so that, you know, as the problems get deep, heavier and heavier, they can have like an appeals court. And then if it just gets, they can't handle it, captains over thousands, then you see it. So you'll greatly decrease and you'll put people to work for the Lord, and everybody will be happy. But then he said, let me see if I can find it for you, brothers and sisters. Let me see. Oh, that's not it. Let me see if I can find it. I'm going to go and see if I can't. I'm not finding it just by looking, but I believe it's somewhere in Exodus 18. And I think you'll be really, really blessed by this. Let me see. I'm in the right chapter, I believe. Yes. Verse 23 of Exodus 18, it says, after he gave him the counsel, told him exactly what to do. Notice what he said. And this is what I'm telling you. When people tell you that God told them to tell you to be this or do that or marry me or whatever, if thou shalt do this thing and God command thee so, then shalt thou be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place in peace. See, brothers and sisters, when I ask people to do something and they want to pray about it, that doesn't bother me. Because if they're sincere about prayer and it's God's will, I know what God will tell them. Okay? Because if I know what God will tell them, then I want them to pray, because then they'll understand that the command came from God and not from me. Okay? Some people get upset because people say, I have to pray about that. No, you want people to pray because you want God to lead them. So just want to mention that, because a deception is often cloaked in this concept that God is the one speaking to me, and you need to do what God told me to marry you, and so on and so forth. And God may tell people to marry people, but he's got to tell the other person also to marry that person. And that's where the problem, you respect him so much. Oh, he's a preacher, you know. And no, he might be a deceiver. All right, brothers and sisters. And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, that my soul may be blessed. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. We just talked about that. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Esau his father, and he felt him, and he said, the voice is the voice of Jacob. Or, I'm sorry, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, and his brother Esau's hands. As his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? He said, I am. I mean, he just point blank lied. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my venison, that my soul may be blessed. And he brought it near to him, and he said, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. Now, let me say this to you about this wine. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, whenever it was alcohol, it was fermented wine, in other words. It used the word yayin, okay, the Hebrew word yayin. And whenever the grape juice, which was called wine, was grape juice, it was called tirosh in Hebrew. That's in the Old Testament. It is consistent. Every time it's good, it's tirosh. Every time it's bad, it's yayin. That is very interesting because he gave his father yayin to distort his brain. He gave him some fermented wine to distort his mind. But watch what happens. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Jacob used alcohol to deceive his father, but his father blessed him with grape juice. If you look up these words, wine, one is the first one is yayin, and the second one is tiros. Just want to share that with you. We should not drink alcohol, brothers and sisters, and it always distorts us and our perception and our wisdom, okay? It gets distorted. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting, and he also made savory meat and brought it unto the father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that my soul may be blessed. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn son Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten it all before thou camest and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. I mean, have you ever heard people cry like at a funeral? I mean, they're just wailing. It's hard to hear. It's very, you know, it just emits pity from a sacred heart anyway. Some people don't care if people cry. And said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and has taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He kind of tricked him out of the birthright by waiting till he was weak, and then he received the blessing from his father, the greater blessing from his father. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servant. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I now do unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and the dew of heaven from above. Now, let me tell you something. Esau did despise his birthright. So his problem was he did not treasure spiritual things. He wanted the money. You see, the firstborn got a double portion, you see, of the inheritance. So he wanted the money. So everybody was at fault. Isaac wouldn't listen to God, so he blessed the wrong one, was intending to bless the wrong one. Rebecca knew that he was going to bless the wrong one, so she got a conspiracy for Jacob to lie and to pretend to be Esau. Jacob messed up because he listened to his mother and he went and deceived his father. And Esau messed up because he wanted the money and the inheritance more than he wanted the spiritual blessing. See, so he's weeping and we feel sorry for him, but he just really wanted the money. So there, you know, everybody had an issue here, brothers and sisters, and that's often how it is, and God will rebuke everybody who is not right. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be with the fatness of the earth and the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning of my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury be turned away. But she didn't understand the fury. You see, they didn't come to him and say, Listen, man, we're really sorry. Until thy brother's anger be turned away from thee. She thought it was going to be a few days, and he forget that thou what thou hast done to him. Then will I send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of both of you in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? So basically that's what her excuse was to Isaac. She told Isaac, I need to send him so he can get a daughter. Because remember, Esau had taken a wife from the worldly women. They weren't happy about that. But they didn't want Jacob to do the same. So, of course, Isaac was okay with that. And the bottom line is Jacob ended up leaving. But we'll talk about that in a future time. Brothers and sisters, we are not to compromise in the least bit in any way, shape, or form. And let me share something with you. Let's see here. Let's see. Okay. I want to share some with you from Desire of Ages, page 121, and we'll close with this. It says, when we learn the power of his word, we will not follow the suggestions of Satan in order to obtain food or to save our lives. Did you hear that? When we learn the power of God's word, we will not follow the suggestions of Satan in order to gain food or to save our lives. Our only questions will be, what is God's command and what his promise? Knowing these, we shall obey the one and trust the other. Praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, this is powerful, and we need to understand the power of God's word. Let me just do something real quickly here. So anyway, God is good, my brothers and sisters. We're going to go ahead and close out. I just want you all to be aware that everyone in this story violated principles. Let's not violate principles, because it always ends bad for us when we violate principles. And so we can't lie. We can't be dishonest in any way. Satan is the father of lies. And when we lie, we're doing his bidding and not our own. Sometimes you think you can lie because it has a good reason for lying. There's not ever a good reason for lying, brothers and sisters. God is merciful. Now, that doesn't mean you have to answer every question. That doesn't mean you have to disclose information to nosy people, but we can't lie. Amen? Let's pray. Father, help us to be faithful, to learn the power of your word, that we will not follow the suggestions of Satan to gain food or to save our own lives, but our only questions will be, what is God's command and what is his promise? Knowing these, we shall obey the one and trust the other. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now for us to transition to the wellness segment of our broadcast. And after that, we will be hearing from Sister Mimi, and she'll be sharing with us on the subject, what does broccoli really do? What does broccoli really do? The next voice you will hear after I come back and introduce her will be Sister Lenny once we have our torso song. So that's what's next, the torso song.
In the state of Pennsylvania, there's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with you can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking. disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. Our topic for health is, what does broccoli really do? Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Happy Friday. What does broccoli really do? Broccoli contains many vitamins, minerals, fiber, antioxidants, and bioactive compounds such as ascorbic acid. Broccoli's benefits include helping to reduce inflammation, keeping blood sugar stable, and strengthening the immune system. Broccoli is a green vegetable that resembles a miniature tree. It is closely related to cabbage, Brussels sprouts, kale, and cauliflower. Broccoli can be eaten cooked or raw. Broccoli also protects against certain cancers, supports heart health, slows mental decline, supports a digestive health system, brain function, dental and oral health, bones and joints, a healthy pregnancy, protects skin from sun damage. Broccoli enhances health in many ways. Thank you very much, and may God surround you with his blessings of good health today. God bless you.
Amen. And may we all have a little broccoli. Not today, soon enough. Amen. All right, my friend, it's time now for our roll call. We start with Facebook. We have South Carolina, we have Georgia, we have Virginia, and on the call we have, I'm going to start from the other direction this day. We have Georgia, we have Oklahoma, we have Ohio, we have New Jersey, we have Delaware, and Delaware again, praise God. And we have Maryland, we have Alabama, we have Ohio. And we're here, your servants in Pennsylvania. And if you have any comment or question, testimony, prayer request, please press star 6. We have about 15 minutes to the top of the hour, it looks like. And we will read from Sister Vicki, good morning, on Facebook. Pastor Fleming, Sister Maria, happy preparation day. We've got from Salida, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday, Sabbath Eve. Praise God. All right, anyone want to share anything, just press star 6. Love to hear from you. I just want to remind you, brothers and sisters, we will be having our church service. The church service is on Zoom, okay? So if you don't receive them, we do have a WhatsApp broadcast list, and you can get these broadcasts sent to you. We're not always up to date, but we get caught up. We might be a day or so behind, and we'll get caught up. Our goal is to get them up to you every day. I'm a little behind right now, but the bottom line is that we do send out, when it comes to Sabbath worship, we send out the Zoom link through WhatsApp. So if you have WhatsApp on your phone, please let me know. We'll sign you up on that broadcast list. You'll get the broadcast and any announcements that we're making. We want to remind you that Sunday morning and Monday morning, we will be taking a break. Okay, no broadcast Sunday morning or Monday morning. Okay, God bless you. There's no one in the queue. I'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, to take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for the lesson that was given today. We just pray that we will continue to ask your Spirit to teach us all truth and everything that we need to know, Lord, so we can continue to gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray that you would bless everyone on this day of preparation. Help us to be able to be productive in our work, and let us be able to take time to welcome and usher in your holy Sabbath. We pray, Lord, that we will be able during that time of sacredness to spend it with you intimately, pressing forth our petitions, the ones that we need you to bring deliverance upon and about. And Lord, we ask that you will bless every heart in a special way by giving us spiritual, mental, and physical healings. Help us to be able to overcome our trials and our tribulations as we cast these burdens upon you, Lord. Give us what we need to be sustained, strengthen us, encourage us, comfort us, Lord. Give us peace and even rest from it. We know that we can trust in you. You have told us that you will never leave or forsake us. And no matter how dark our situations may look, we know that there is always the glorious light from heaven shining upon us, guiding us and leading us into that path of righteousness. As we trust you, Lord, may we remember that you love us and that you will vindicate us from all evil. We thank you for being a God who is faithful, who is just, who is all powerful, all holy. And Lord, we just pray that we can remember all the goodness of your words and hold on to these promises, Lord. Let us be faithful to you as you are faithful to us. All these things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. Happy preparation day, and God bless you.
Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.